It's been more than 2 years since the mass shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary School, but gun control efforts spurred by the Connecticut massacre are still underway in Vermont. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
This week, three of the most powerful lawmakers in the Senate will unveil a bill aimed at keeping guns out of the hands of violent Vermonters. Senate Majority Leader Philip Baruth says tragedies like the one in Newtown, Connecticut, are frequently perpetrated by mentally ill people with violent tendencies.
And that's one of the common denominators in these sorts of mass shootings. People who have been often adjudicated to be a danger to themselves or their communities, somehow still getting their hands on weapons. So one of the ideas behind this bill is to try to prevent that specific segment of person from coming up with a weapon.
The bill would require Vermont to participate in a national database designed to flag potentially violent people when they try to purchase a firearm. It's unclear whether the bill will also require background checks for sales at gun shows or on the internet. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.